Distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Hail, hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down that does it all.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
And there's a promise coming down that does it all.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today as we face the issues. We're talking about what I think is an imperative discussion in relationship to where we are as a nation, morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, and doctrinally. Multitudes today across the nation as Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted because of our faith. I'm looking at John chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Verse 20, Jesus says, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Ladies and gentlemen, we are finding today where the Christian's voice is, there's an attempt to squelch, crush, silence the voice of conservatives and Christians today more than ever before. We're talking about, will America be free or a socialistic nation? We're on the fast track for socialism. If Jesus tarries, we will wind up being unfree, not free, but in captivity to the socialist Marxist mindset, the dictators that will control our nation. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the rapture of the church, the soon coming of the snatching away of the bride of Christ from this old world. I said one day, said several times recently, you know, the joy of heaven, if nothing else, will be you won't have to worry about passcodes, you won't have to worry about passwords, you won't have to worry about doors with locks on them, police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You won't have to worry about the socialist Marxist media, the communist network news, et cetera, et cetera. But we're faced with those things today, and we're watching it increase as the increased pressure on morals and ethics and values continue in our nation. The government's in full control today, ladies and gentlemen, our educational system. The government's in full control of our medical care in America. The government's in full control of what we drive, the mindset. Listen, you may be driving an electric car, and that's your choice. But the government's pushing that. Back when the gasoline combustion engine was founded, invented, you didn't have to have the government going out and setting up service stations to sell gasoline. The private enterprise did that. We have service stations on just about every corner across America. But now, because the government's pushing electric vehicles, which are about as worthless as a $3 bill, the government, our taxpayer money, is spending hundreds of billions of dollars to set up charging stations out in the desert areas and across the nation. Why aren't we seeing the push by private investors to do that? It's because that is not the future, because the electric push is imploding even as we speak. But it's the socialist Marxist agenda to tell us what we can drive, how far we can drive, what we can eat, where we can go, etc., etc., etc. And that's being pushed today in different venues and different avenues. But we're being told today, even now, the Biden administration is pushing what we can and cannot have as appliances in our home. They're pushing for a total gas-free so that you don't have a gas stove, you don't have a gas water heater, etc. Biden administration is pushing that by executive order. And so also, ladies and gentlemen, Christians are being prosecuted and persecuted today for so-called hate crimes. Hate crimes. Using the wrong pronouns. Refusing to embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. The firing of teachers and professors for using the wrong pronouns. Doctors today are being fired for saying that we have two genders and not 157 different genders. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a, as the old cliche goes, we're in a pickle as a nation simply because of what the government is doing. That's not freedom. That's not allowing us to have freedom of speech, freedom of movement. We're trying to implicate and carry out and inculcate what is being done in China, where every person in China is under total control, being watched, viewed, and controlled by the government and the nation of China. And yet today, ladies and gentlemen, where there's a mindset somehow, some way, that you can simply do as you please. No, we can't. We're in the process today of watching the clamping down on that. This was intensified, ladies and gentlemen, at the onset of COVID, where the federal government stepped in, said, we're going to lock you down, where the federal government, through Sir Anthony Fauci, said that you've got to wear a mask, maybe two masks, maybe three masks, maybe four masks, or put on a mask and a shield, where there's got to be a six-foot separation. All of that was nothing but the promulgation of lies to control we the people. We the people. And the government's found out that they can do that by fear. The government can set up something that will bring about calamity and fear, and out of calamity and fear, someone said some time ago, any person, any nation that's willing to sacrifice freedom for security deserves neither. And yet we're finding that taking place today. Perhaps you're aware of the fact that there's a new push by the Biden administration now for the Surgeon General. Listen, the Surgeon General, the United States of America Surgeon General, now pushing for warning labels to go on all social media to control what can be seen. Now listen, I understand there's some garbage out there online. There's some horrific violence that's online. But ladies and gentlemen, may I simply say this, and you can differ if you like. And that telephone number, if you like to agree or disagree, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. May I simply say that what supposedly is dangerous online is taking place in full view in the classrooms of kindergarten through high school and in graduate and postgraduate schools in America. And yet the Surgeon General, and I don't think he came up with this himself, I believe this is part of the Biden administration's guidelines for him. Headline, U.S. Surgeon General calls for social media platforms to display mental health warnings. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says a health warning for social media platforms is not enough and Congress should act. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy argued social media companies should be required to display a mental health warning about the use of their platform. The official first sounded, talking about the Surgeon General, first sounded the alarm about social media last year when he called on Congress to enact policies that would prevent adolescents from being exposed. Listen, to prevent adolescents from being exposed to extreme violence and sexual content. Ladies and gentlemen, Do you realize what they're saying? Now, perhaps I read under the lines or between the lines. But this, the goal is to get something passed, legislation passed. Once the legislation passed, old Biden's got to do, or others like him, is to tweak it so that it has a larger blanket of who it will control. They're not interested in extreme violence or sexual content for the youth in America, in my most humble opinion. That's to get the empathy, the sympathy, and the condolences for the on the part of the legislators to pass the legislation, which then could be modified, modulated by executive order, or just tweaking it through administrative process that will include everything. You recall they tried to get legislation passed that would allow the Department of Homeland Security to have a disinformation, misinformation board. There was so much talk against it that they said they would not do it. They're still doing it. Misinformation and disinformation, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know the definition of it, misinformation and disinformation, rightly defined, is anything that the government thinks that we shouldn't say. Anything the government disagrees with would be misinformation and disinformation. And this so-called warning on the social media platforms, YouTube, Google, Facebook, etc., 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 is simply garbage, if I can say that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have in our classrooms today where there would be the depiction of anything that's immoral, unholy, and ungodly that's being carried out. The warning label would be depicting anything that depicts violence. Yet our government today carries out the child abuse every day with chemical castration, barbaric butchering of healthy body parts, gender, transgender surgeries. And they're concerned about, ladies and gentlemen, what may or may not be considered as something that is horrible or violence or sexual connotation or indications. I'm looking at an article. Teacher takes girl for abortion and pays the serious price. It's an article about a teacher that took it upon herself to take a day off and took that student to get an abortion without parental knowledge, without parental consent. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The so-called teachers, so-called counselors in the public school system today take it upon themselves, say that the parents have no right to know, that the parents should not be told, and they're allowing the child to have what they call transition, where they're called by a different pronoun, rather than male or female, vice versa. Ladies and gentlemen, and you want to put a label on YouTube and other social media so that that can be protecting the child? Ladies and gentlemen, the warning also warns about, as I said, sexual content. I just say, wow, when our government itself now forces the LGBTQ sodomite agenda on every grade level in the public school system, the sodomite gay pride parades that's being in every city, the drag queen shows in the schools and in the public libraries, and you're concerned about sexual information online for a child, and there needs to be a warning. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the parent's responsibility. Hear me? The parent's responsibility. Shut the thing off. Take it out of their hands. Put it in the trash can. Take a hammer to it if necessary. But it's the parent's responsibility. Government has no responsibility to come in and want to protect me or protect you from what you can see or do. That is what is called freedom. Though some things might be horrific, bad, and ungodly, that is the nature of it. Ladies and gentlemen, just like when they're trying to control here in the city of Jacksonville with the City Council Bill 2024-334. They're calling it the control of hate speech. That's getting into the realm of having a thought police as to what I say and what I cannot say. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned when we see these things taking place. The graphic content that is online is supposed to be something that is horrible, but yet in the classrooms today, they allow the models of the different genders to be displayed, with the students having to go through the process of explaining to the classroom how those different models are used, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where actual pornography is shown in the classroom, and you're concerned about what's going to be shown on internet, that you've got to have a warning. That warning, that desire and push for legislation is setting it up so the warning could be there, and anything that the government calls misinformation or disinformation, especially for Christians, conservatives, and patriots, would be concerned. I would be concerned about it being blotted out, canceled, not allowed. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. There's a couple of valid points. In particular, I like the Winston Churchill saying, the gospel of envy. Just boils right down to one of the top ten there, thou shalt not covet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, covetousness and envy are no good, and it just shows how the gospel and God's word is the owner's manual for the human mind. I'll point out that the United States government is also using lawfare as well. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this doctor's name correctly, but his name is Ethan Himes. He's the doctor in Houston, or is a surgeon in Houston, that basically blew the whistle on a major hospital in Texas doing transgender surgery on adolescent children. And within 48 hours of him blowing that whistle, Texas legislator prohibited any types of transgender surgeries on adolescents there. They just indicted him and arrested him this, like within the last week, I think. They're going to use everything they can to silence, to intimidate, and to shut those up who they feel are preaching against their particular evil form of gospel, which is all of this garbage that we're seeing today.
Yes.
All of these bureaucrats are doing it. They are the ones that, like you said earlier, they are unelected. They are in a position, and they are using their authority, dictated by their bureaucracies, to legislate onto us what they feel is right in their eyes, which is completely wrong.
You're exactly right. I'm looking at the article that you spoke of. I have that also. Surgeon indicted by the Biden's DOJ for blowing the whistle on child sex change speaks out. And it was in the hospital that he was in that they had publicly said they had ceased and they had stopped doing the child sex transition surgeries. And behind the scenes, they not only had not stopped it, they had increased the process of child sex surgeries, and they should be charged with child abuse according to the Texas law. And now, as a result of that, as you said, the Biden's DOJ now prosecuting this doctor. He's been indicted. His name is Haim, H-I-A-H-A-I-M, him, is Ethan Him, or Haim, however you pronounce it. But he's now being, there's an attempt to silence him, and that's what we see on a broader scale, Jim, in America, where there's a mindset that the federal government by fiat can come in and silence us with rules, regulations, laws, and the tweaking of the laws already on the books. This is the reason we see it taking place nationally, statewide, and locally. Jim, one of the things that we see happening, and I'll touch on this and get your thoughts and go to our next caller, but right here in the city of Jacksonville, there's legislation that's being promulgated now. 19 city council members, six of them signed on to the legislation. It is Bill 2024-334, and it puts tentacles in every ordinance, every code, city code in Jacksonville, so that if you say something, do something, print something, speak something, it can be called hate crime, and even Christians and pastors and conservatives can be prosecuted, persecuted, and fined and even put in jail if it is considered to be a hate crime. Are you familiar with that, and what are your thoughts on it?
I'm familiar with it, and it's a legislative nightmare, and it's taking the city of Jacksonville and Duval County down a slippery slope. You can't legislate thoughts or speech, and who is going to adjudicate what is correct and what isn't correct? We all have differing opinions there. I've often heard it said that you could put two people in a room and get three different opinions,
mm-hmm.
you know, on any subject. So I thoroughly disagree with this legislation, and it's nothing more than a tool to be used against those that have speech that is disagreeable to those that institute the law itself, and that's completely wrong on every count you could think of, because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe that I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, doesn't give somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus the right to impugn or legislate or degrade my thoughts or position on that.
Absolutely.
And I have the same feeling towards them there. If you don't want to believe in Jesus, that's fine. I'm going to tell you about him, but in the end, you're going to stand just like me in front of that man.
That's right.
And,
absolutely. Jim, I'll read a phrase out of this proposed legislation for the city of Jacksonville and then get your thoughts on it and go to our next caller. But here's the part of the ordinance. If the violation was committed with the primary purpose of expressing, notice now primary purpose, that's going into our thought, that is a thought police issue, or attempting to promote animosity, hostility, or malice against a person or persons for or against their property because of race, color, religion, that's focused on, it's not talking about just any religion, the focus of that because of Dr. Parvez Ahmed being the head of the Human Rights Commission, and he is Islamic. He is an Islamic jihadist. Religion, talking about Islamic religion. Then it says sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, national origin, age, disability. You see, sexual dysphoria is literally a disability if they wanted to refine it. The time it could be put in jail, authorized herein by this bill. So the very simple point is, Jim, if a Christian, a conservative, were to do something, say something that they, those that want to enforce this kind of law, were to think that we're somehow, some way, talking about hate, we could be persecuted, prosecuted, fined, and or jailed. That puts it on the basis that there's a censorship in our city if this passes. And out of the six that have signed on for it, three are, as I understand it, three are flaming homosexuals. A couple of them may be closet homosexuals. The other one is out in the open with it. So its designed purpose is to persecute and prosecute Christians and to silence free speech. There's no such thing, Jim, and you know this, and our listeners need to understand it. No such thing as hate speech. The Constitution does not in any way validate anything that would be called hate speech. That is not it at all. It is a matter of the powers to be wanted to call it that in order to control free speech. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Keep praying. I'm prayerful that our listeners will be angered enough by this, the city council meeting tonight, and I'm going to say over and over, go to the city council meeting at 5 o'clock this evening, sign the speaker card, stand up and speak and say no, no, no to the HRO 2024-0334 and demand that your city council members say no. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
I believe I have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, how do you feel with this unhinged liberal mayor? Vegan, do you think she's going to do something about it? Because she is for all that nonsense.
She and is for the nonsense. If this bill passes, she will sign it into law. Have you noticed that there's a push now to spend about $4 billion for a new stadium? And less than, I think the number statistically is less than 2% of the people in Jacksonville, Florida will ever enter the stadium. We're talking about spending about $2 billion of that $4 billion being from the city's funding, some several hundred million are from the city taxpayer coffers, et cetera, et cetera. It's for the show and shine. There's nothing. There's nothing in our Constitution or in the city charter that allows taxpayer money to be spent on behalf of a single person or an operation or an organization, and they're trying to put the keys to the lockbox in the hands of Shad Khan, which owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars about as worthless, and some might not like this, about as worthless as a $3 bill from the standpoint of the winning ability. But we ought not to try to rob the city in order to enrich others. That's taking place. And so looking at it from the standpoint of your question, we've got a liberal mayor. And by the way, there's not a whole lot of difference in the rhino that we had in office and the liberal that we have in office today. It's almost the mirror image from the standpoint of motive operation and the mindset. But
I mean, what's going on, brother, in the city when they don't represent the people's interests or the will of the people? They just do whatever they want, and whatever kickbacks whoever billionaire tell him to do, they just go and do it without any care for the people that put him in power. I never vote for the liberal, to be honest.
Right.
But whoever voted for them, they don't want to do that. Look at the liberal in New York, Schumer. He's a practical, he practiced Judaism, and there's a bill to pull a strong hand against those, against Israel. And he doesn't do anything about it, even though he's a Jew.
Right.
What does he tell us? But these people, they don't care about the will of the people. They're just thinking about the next election, and they want to keep leeching off of people taxes. That's what it is. It's so unfortunate, brother. That's why they get away with so much. And the worst part is the people keep voting in and voting them into office. I don't get it, brother.
They're looking for power, prestige, position, and authority. And once they're elected, they forget that they are hired by the people, should be carrying out the will of the people. That's what a constitutional republic
and the representative government
is about.
That's why they're trying to control social media, because they know that there's a lot of blacks, a lot of Latinos and Asians, legals, that they are opening their eyes, especially in New York. They cannot believe what's going on. So you got the dictator in the White House trying to dictate and control everything that people are saying on the internet. That's all. That's all it is behind it, brother. Because before, when it was on their side and people were blinded by them, it was cool. They didn't do anything. But now that the people are waking up and they see the gas prices and they compare what was going on with the border and they got those videos from years before and compared to now, people say, "Wait a minute." You know what I mean? So, oh no, they don't want that. They don't want that. They don't want that. I mean, it's so crazy what's going on, brother. And that's why the Democrats, they love every single dictator, because they envision that and they love to do that. But they know that here in America is a constitution and the people speak up. But they're doing it little by little, pieces by pieces, in slow motion. And this is part of the plan. They want to silence everybody because they want to do whatever they want. And they don't care about the will of the people. They just care about the taxes that we pay so we can pay these leeches their salary. I mean, it's sad what's going on, brother. And we need to keep on praying and get ready.
Absolutely.
Because
this
isn't going to last too long. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Jose, for your call and your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to this bill locally, the bill that is 2024-334, goes this evening, 5 o'clock, for the city council meeting. The final vote will come up next Tuesday on June the 25th. We need to say no. We need to block the bill. It will destroy the free speech of every Christian, every conservative, every patriot in our city if we do not stop it now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
MediShare is like family. Someone to turn to when things are really rough.
When Terry received news about her cancer, she was thankful to have the support of the MediShare family.